From the Financial Times in London, I'm David Bond, and this is FT News. Roger Ailes, the creator and powerhouse behind Fox News, looks to be heading for the exit after 20 years. Here to discuss that and more with me, I've got the editor of the Financial Times, Lionel Barber. What's been going on?
Roger Ailes, as you say, was the driving force behind Fox News, the voice of conservative America. He introduced partisanship into the TV medium. He's a former Nixon aide, worked in the Reagan campaign, Bush campaigns many years, and he translated that partisan spirit into television. Now, for 20 years, he's run a profitable, highly profitable news program, cable channel at Fox, and seen as unsackable, but suddenly a sexual harassment suit erupted, and the Murdochs have acted clinically, and he is on his way out.
Are you surprised, given just how close he is to Rupert Murdoch, he's been with him for 20 years now, that they are acting in quite a ruthless way?
It's interesting, because Rupert Murdoch over the years has proven to be immensely loyal to his people, including Roger Ailes. But the driving force behind the action, I think, is James Murdoch, one of Rupert's sons. And I think he learnt, or has learnt, drawn some very interesting lessons from the phone hacking scandal in London. Now, as you will recall, James ran News International in London, and he effectively had to leave because of the scandal. There were millions of pounds paid out as a result of phone hacking. And this time, the Murdochs have said, we're not going to have an internal probe, we're not going to have national non-disclosure agreements, we're actually going to attack it. Bring in independent investigators and clean up, deal with it clinically, even if it means losing Mr. Ailes.
Is there, do you think, Lionel, a sort of once-in-a-generational shift going on here as well? We've seen other very senior, experienced lieutenants around Rupert Murdoch, been with him for very many years, who seem to be moved to other jobs or just retiring. Do you think we're seeing now a big change going on?
I think it's very different with Roger Ailes, because he was so powerful, in fact, that the three top anchors, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly and Greta Van Susteren, had contracts which allow them to walk the day after Roger Ailes goes. Now, this is really literally unheard of, and that shows Roger Ailes' power. And, of course, he was contributing huge amounts of profits to the Fox business. The difference is that the sons, James and Lachlan, want to play a bigger role. Rupert Murdoch is in his mid-80s. His fighting spirit is as big, hard and fierce as ever. But you can see, you're beginning to see, perhaps, Rupert Murdoch in the twilight era and the sons ready to take over. And if it's a problem with Roger Ailes, they're going to deal with it.
And, of course, it comes at an incredible time for American politics. In the middle of the Republican convention, you have this drama going on at Fox News. I mean, you really couldn't make it up, could you?
An exquisite leak just on the eve of the Republican convention saying that the Murdochs were beginning to move against Mr. Ailes. I mean, you could not make this up. Roger Ailes, who is the great impresario, the great puller of strings, the man, by the way, who also built up Donald Trump during the campaign. I mean, Trump doesn't need that much building up, but he staged that first presidential debate, which received record ratings, and in which the great star, another star in Fox, Megyn Kelly, confronted Mr. Trump on the question of, discrimination against women.
And I guess the question now for Fox is kind of where it goes in the longer term. Its audience is already ageing. And, you know, perhaps this is the moment that Ailes should go so that it can find a new future for itself.
Well, it's to be stressed that Fox News is incredibly successful. It has imbibed Roger Ailes' spirit. You've got to think about what happens after 2016. Maybe in retrospect, you look at that debate with Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump and say that was the year of peak Ailes. But I would be careful. He's 76. He's fairly infirm, not particularly well. But the brain is still working. The theatrical touch is still there.
Lionel, thanks very much indeed.
Hold up. The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.